Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the most talked about Blog Talk Radio station in the universe. Walking His Way, Impact Voice Radio. Be prepared to have your mind stimulated, your spirit elevated in ways you couldn't even imagine. Introducing your host and the mastermind behind this unforgettable experience, Furman Jackson Jr. You will not be disappointed. Let's go!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Walking This Way's Impact Voice. I'm your host, Furman Jackson Jr. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. Broadcast to you again live from my hometown of the city of Mobile, Alabama. I'm truly excited to be here once again with y'all on this beautiful Saturday, of course. A day that we're going to get into an awesome interview today. I thank my guest for being here with me this morning as we get ready to talk about her history dealing with domestic violence, her organization, and the book that she co-wrote. So I'm about to get ready to pull my guest in this morning. And I want to say, Tara, welcome to Walking This Way's Impact Voice.
I am so happy to be here. Good morning, and thank you for having me this morning.
I appreciate taking time out to be scheduled. Well, I hear the excitement in your voice, and I thank you for taking time to be scheduled to be a part of this broadcast here in our hometown of Mobile. So I'm about to get this interview started. I know a lot of people know you, some getting to know you for the very first time to the listeners. So my first question is, who is Tara Ann Pope?
Well, I would say servant, child of God, mother, grandmother, positive activist for domestic violence and any type of violence when it comes to people. And that kind of sums it up. But my first calling is servant to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Awesome. And I know you're a woman of many talents, of course. I know you've been busy with your cause on domestic violence. And I know you are a victim of domestic violence. And I know domestic violence is tough for male or female, especially more and more the females here in our generation. We're losing more females every day to domestic violence. I know recently we just had a woman who got killed by her boyfriend shot in the head in Pritchard, Alabama. My next question is, how did you become a victim of domestic violence?
Well, I think this is hard for a lot of people, but it is something that I kind of grew up in and I kind of seen in my childhood and accepted and figured out that all couples fight. This is how, and I put that in my book, this is how we, you know, we end disputes with a fight. That's just something that I've seen as a child growing up, and I took it into adulthood, and those are the type of relationships. It's not something that just starts overnight, and those are the type of relationships, once you get involved in that, until you're properly healed, those are the type of people, when you're broken, you are going to attract broken and hurt and dysfunction. And it's just, I can say that I'm a survivor of really half my life over, I'm 48, over like 25 years of those type of toxic and domestic violence and unhealthy relationships. So I decided that I was just going to say enough is enough and take a stand and take the opportunity to heal my broken places and heal what was in me. So it was something that I kind of picked up seeing as a child.
And my next question is, like, how long was you dealing with domestic violence?
Over 25 years. I was in one relationship, and I've been married twice. The last marriage, it was just enough was enough, because I really thought that he was going to kill me or I was going to kill him. It was a rough time in my life. I was married for 5 years to this man, and I really thought that he was going to take my life. And that's when the light bulb went off, and I'm like, no more of this. I can't live like this anymore. So I began to do some research and understand that this is the type of relationship that I'm in and I have been, and it's a cycle. It's from one thing to the next, and it got worse. It progressed over time. Each relationship got worse. So I was in this for like 25 years of my life, and I'm 48.
Wow, and that is a long time to have that physically abuse to go on, especially with a man that's supposed to love you, respect you, protect you, and cherish
right.
you. And that's hard, really hard. And how do your children react to you being a victim of domestic violence? I know you have 3 children, of course, and I know they've probably seen this painful act going. How was their reaction dealing with you being abused by these men?
Well, they've seen a lot of it, and I kind of, over the years, I hid as much as I could from them. But, you know, they did know. But what I tried to instill in them, I have 2 sons and a daughter, I tried to instill in my sons, you know, this, you don't hit women. And in my daughter, you don't, you know, even though I was broken, I tried to instill in them something different. And I haven't had any problems with my son, not that I know of. If it hasn't come back. Or my daughter. Now, one of my sons that I think is more like me than any of my children, he had an incident where he had a girl, and she was quite abusive. But he did end that relationship. It was younger in his life. He's 23 now. But I tried to instill in them, no, they didn't like it. He told me one time, I had a lady that actually came to me because her husband was fighting her. And my son kind of took up for her. And I told him, I said, well, you didn't do this much when I was going through. He said, well, I was a child and I couldn't do anything then, but I can do something now. You know, and I just explained to him how we handle situations. And I just did what I could to try to teach them right, to try to teach them a different life. And as of today, we haven't had any issues. So I'm so thankful for that.
And that's a blessing. I know it's tough. I can't stand on that. That's one of my co-workers made an appointment like this a long time ago, and it still resonates with me to this day. And we have to physically put hands on each other. We don't need to be together. And I do believe that.
That's
I
right.
love you, but don't physically harm me by touching me in an inappropriate way. Once you do that to me, I'm out the door, because that's something I don't believe in. I don't believe in a man jumping on a woman. To me, that's a punk. You're a coward. You're a sissy and everything else. I don't have respect for you when you do stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, and it's because, the thing about it is, this is a person you say that you love, and this is a person you say you want to be with. And it's like, it makes you a liar, because you physically harming a woman that you claim that you love, and you harm her. Why? Because you accuse her of doing this, doing that, and she's not doing anything, which means something wrong with that individual that he has to lash out on a woman.
Right. Right. I just think, you know, a lot of times it's something within the person. It's brokenness. It's a place that needs to be healed. And we have it with women as well. We're not just going to say that the men are doing it, because you have some women doing it. You know, I can be truthful and say this to my about my situation. I was in such a broken place that I would start some of them fights, because that's just where I was in life. And when I talk to women and when I talk to men, I tell them the exact same thing. If you have to fight, you don't need to be together. You need to end it, because we can agree to disagree and we can settle things in a civil manner. We cannot put our hands. I tell women all the time, if you don't want to be hit, do not put your hands on these men, because sometimes women do the same thing. And, you know, I don't want to pick a side, because domestic violence is not just men. It's women also. I want to be clear about that. So we just have to find out what's in us and what kind of behaviors and what kind of illnesses and all kind of things that we have inside of us that makes us react in such a manner. At the end of the day, when we put up with it or we are involved in it, the main thing is we have to step back and take a look in the mirror at us and why am I receiving this behavior? Why am I giving this behavior? Why am I allowing this? Because I really don't deserve this, you know. So that's the first thing we have to do is step back and look at us.
And I do agree with that. And that self-inventory of ourselves and before we react, because it's a way how we can deal with things. I understand things can get heated, but once you start getting heated, that's when somebody need to leave the room, separate, go cool off, and then we'll be able to talk about it. Because if you're still going into a heated conversation, eventually it's going to turn physical. And we have to be mindful of that to get isolated to something that a person will regret later on. Because we got people tearing loose their lives on a regular basis due to domestic violence. And we have to put an end to it because children are losing their parents over this devil's act.
Yeah.
My next question is, how did you you have an organization? No More Tears and the Love Me Movement. How did you start that? When did the organization come into play?
Well, No More Tears came in. God gave me that in tears. I've been advocating for 7 years. I've been single for 7 years. And I started advocating 2 years and helping other people that actually had organizations. And No More Tears came in effect in, it was 5 years ago. And God gave me that name because he told me that he was going to dry up all the tears. And to actually help other women that have been through, going through any type of domestic violence or any type of emotional trauma. We do a little more than domestic violence because we have so many people that are hurting in so many different ways. And with the Loving Me movement, that came in effect January of this year, 2019. I did my first event on bullying for girls, and they absolutely loved it, and they wanted more. And it's to encourage the young ladies, the young girls, the girls, and we'll take them at any age. They're old enough to sit down. I have my granddaughter. She's 2, you know, and we teach them about, it's called the Loving Me Movement because we teach them about loving their self. Teach them about loving God first, then loving yourself. And it has been a blessing to work with these young ladies. And God has done more than I even expected with this group. And I just think if we can impact their lives at an early age, we can prevent a lot of stuff because a lot of things come about in your childhood. So a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of fathers aren't there, a lot of mothers aren't there. You know, a lot of things go on in the childhood because sometimes children don't come with a handbook, and sometimes we miss the ball. And so we're doing what we can to encourage the girls at an early age so they can grow up and be successful women, positive women, powerful women, women with faith. Women that love God, and that's what we're trying to do with the Loving Me movement.
Awesome stuff. And how can anyone get in contact with your organization, whether it's donating, volunteering their time? How can they get in contact with you?
Well, we're on Facebook. No More Tears is on Facebook, and we also have a email address, No More Tears 57@gmail.com, and we also have a phone number, and our phone number is 1-866-231-6510. And we don't always get to the phone, but if you leave a message, we will contact you right back.
because I've had several calls, and it's it comes directly to my personal phone, but it doesn't show me the number. So if anybody would call that number, it's 1-866-231-6510, and we will certainly call you back just as soon as we can.
Okay, then, that's what's going on. And let's talk about the book. I know you've been out with the book, with doing out the book and things like that. How did the book come all about? Tyler, I Am a Black Woman. How did that book all come about? And what can people get the book from?
Okay, well, with the book, I Am a Black Woman, it's 13 authors all around the country. I'm the only one in Mobile, Alabama. There is one in another lady in Atmore. I do have the books. They can contact me on Facebook or Instagram, and I'll get a book to them. The book is $20. And someone recommended me. Someone that knew what I was doing, and she told me, your organization is bigger than Mobile and Mississippi. She said, so I want to recommend you. And she recommended me to the founder, Carolyn Stevens, in Atlanta, Georgia. So I got to write my portion of the book on my portion is on my life and on domestic violence and how it happened. And I was very transparent. I think a little too transparent for people, because I really told my story to a sense, but there is more. And the book No More Tears will be out the end of December of this year. But I have plenty of the books that I Am a Black Woman. It consists of domestic violence, sexual violence, molestation, women in finances, women that have come from stripping to the pulpit, just divorce, single parenthood. It is a really good, great tool for women and men. It's a great book. Yeah, it is a great book.
And that's some good stuff to be able to share with those around the world. And congratulations to you being a part of the book from Mobile, of course. And we got a lot of gifted men and women here in the city. And you're welcome in this city. And my last and final question, well, I got some more questions. Relationships. I know after you being through the things you've been through, could you see yourself in another relationship?
Yes, I could. If the opportunity actually took place. I'm very busy. Right now I'm in travel mode. So I'm traveling a lot. I'm very busy, and I still work a full-time job. But yes, I could. I do desire to be in another relationship. I do desire to be married again, but this time it has to be coming straight from God. It has to be someone that that complements what I'm doing and actually is comfortable with the person that I am.
Yeah. And I agree with that, because I know we were asked that for a lot of people that been through that painful experience. It's kind of hard for them to trust the next person that comes into their life. And a lot of people that just shut down, like, I don't need to be with nobody else, that feel like all men or women the same. So that's why I asked that question, for because I know a lot of people, they're like, hey, I don't, probably not meant for me being in a relationship anymore with all the experience that I went through.
Well, that's part of the healing process. And in the beginning, I think it's a good idea not to be with anyone. I've been by myself for 7 years. I've dated. I've, had conversations and things like that. But I do understand, because in the beginning, I was the same way. And there's a process to healing. And I can truly say that I didn't realize that I had another process to my healing until I actually held that book and realized that my story was in there. And to actually unleash that, I was like, I'm finally healed. You know, I'm here. So it is a process. Some takes longer than other. It just depends where you are. And, you know, what it takes for you to heal. It may take some a year. It may take some 10 years. We just don't know. But I do recommend that you go through that healing process and you find out who you are, because we have to know who we are before we can we can get with somebody else, because what we can do when we get in those relationships, we are so damaged until we can damage other people. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to damage. You know, you've been damaged by these type of relationships. You don't want to take that toxic behavior and invest it in somebody else. So the best thing is to kind of wait until we're totally healed, until we decide to get into another relationship.
And I agree with that. You got to be wise. You got to use wisdom before you make that next step into another relationship. Because, you know, they say hurting people hurt people. So if you're still hurting, don't get involved with someone else that you're hurt to. And my last and final question, I ask my guests this all the time when they come on Impact Voice. You know, Proverbs 22 talks about a good name. And we know that a good name is very important than anything. So my last and final question to you is, what do you want your legacy to be, and what do you want the people to learn from the things that you're doing here on earth?
Well, I want my legacy to be that I really try to make a difference in my community. And I take that word back, tried. I did make a difference in my community. If I could just help one person, what I'm doing, I have a 2-year-old granddaughter. What I'm doing now, I would love to live a legacy where my daughter wouldn't have to go through the things that I've gone through. And she can stand up and say, when she's in her 30s, when she's my age, in her 40s, she can say, this is what my grandmother stood for. This is what my grandmother was doing. And I would love for that legacy to live on, to fight for the rights of people, you know, to fight for injustice, to fight for hurting people, to fight for the people that have been looked over, picked over, left out. And I would just say that that's very important to me, is helping people. This is not an easy task. And sometimes I want to quit, but I know I can't, because I know it's something that God has called me to do. So it's important to me to invest in other people, to love on other people, and to help other people through their healing process, because there are some people that were there for me, and I owe it to them to give back what was given to me. Yes. So,
awesome. And that's awesome. I do appreciate you. And we got to get you off the airways. So do you have any final remarks for the listeners this morning?
I just, the final thing I can say is I'm just thankful for this interview. I'm thankful that you have. I'm so thankful as a man. You see the importance of this subject, you know, of domestic violence. It is growing in our area, you know. Lately, it hasn't been bad as it was in the last 2 or 3 years, but we're still fighting daily. There are several people in this city that wants to see a change, that's fighting to see a change. And I'm just thankful for you. It just does my heart good when I see men that this subject is important to. And, you know, it just does my heart good. And I just want to say thank you for having me. I can't wait until the next coming up show that you're going to have. I'm certainly going to listen to the young lady that you're going to have next. I had the opportunity to speak with her about domestic violence, and I am just overwhelmed, and I'm thankful this morning. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. I thank you for taking time out to be scheduled to be a part of it. And I really, me personally, as a man, especially a man of God, and when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, because the part of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And we are supposed to love our women, respect our women, not harm our women in a way that's going to cause pain, you know, to her, to your children. Mm-hmm. And that's something I don't believe in. We're supposed to love y'all, cherish y'all, protect y'all, not physically harm y'all. And that's self-love. That's, I don't want to say that's self-love. That's selfish. Because we got women losing our lives. We got children being motherless because their mother gone because of a dumb-behind man who don't have God in his life. That's crazy, and I don't like it.
Yes, amen to that. Yes, indeed. I agree.
Yeah, so we about to be ready to get off that. Go ahead. Oh, I appreciate you because, like I said, I appreciate you because you actually stepping forward and talking about this. Because a lot of people need to know this because we got, like I said, men and women going through this. This might be going through this right now. And how we don't know, but it's happening.
Yes.
It's happening.
Yes.
And we about to, we got 4 minutes left. So would you like to lead us out with a word of prayer? And once it's prayerable with, we're about to get it out the air. We want everybody to have a great Saturday. So lead us out with a word of prayer, and we're going to call it off for another day.
Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the man of God and his willingness, God, to talk about the subject of domestic violence, God. God, we give your glory today. We give your honor today, God. God, we asking that you look over our city right now, God. God, and just do a shaking, God. Shake some things up, God. God, give us our children back in the name of Jesus. Give us our men back in the name of Jesus. Father, we promise to give you all the glory and the praise, God. God, we thank you for what you're doing in this hour. We thank you for what you're doing with this man of God, God. God, open up doors like never before. Open up the airways so people can hear what he's doing in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today. And we give you all glory. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, man of God. You have an awesome Saturday.
And same to you, woman of God. You have your awesome Saturday as well. Everybody listening, have a great Saturday. Enjoy your day. Love somebody. Respect somebody. And if you is participating in domestic violence, please stop and ask God to take that spirit out of you because it's going to lead you to prison. Because we got a lot of men in prison right now because they killed a woman over domestic violence. And women, don't provoke a man to do that. Don't put your hand on a man. Don't do that. Please stop doing it. We got to love each other and stop hurting each other. That's all I have to say on that one.
Have a great day.
So,
amen.
You have a great day, too. And love you, and I'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Tara, once again. And those who's listening, thank you for being part of the broadcast this morning. And like I said, we'll be back next Saturday morning, same time at 9 o'clock. Here on Impact Voice. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you everybody for their support. Most important, thank you everybody for their support, their love. Thank you everybody for taking the numbers up. With Impact Voice, is all about being consistent in what you feel that God has called you to do here in earth, whether it's ministry, whether it's business, whatever arena he got you at, you make the best out of it. You bring glory to his name in every arena he has called you to. But I'm about to get off the air. I love everybody. I really do thank everybody for the opportunity giving me to interview them. I thank everybody, man. I'm really thankful. I'm humble. And like I said, I'll see y'all next Saturday here on Impact Voice. Have a great Saturday.
You are now listening to the most talked about blog talk radio station in the universe. Walking his way, Impact Voice Radio. Be prepared to have your mind stimulated, your spirit elevated in ways you couldn't even imagine. Introducing your host and the mastermind behind this unforgettable experience, Furman Jackson Jr.